The global financial crisis, the Great Recession, the housing bubble of all bubbles is becoming history, is fading into history, not for a whole lot of people who still remember going through foreclosure. But when people often ask me, or not so much anymore, when they would ask me, what happened? Why? What? How could this happen? Well, it was actually very easy. It had to do with the dreaded optional adjustable rate mortgage, the optional ARM, the negative amortization mortgage. Huh? That means the mortgage was going up. What you were owing was going up, not down. The liar loans, the no documentation loans. And this is a graphic of the monthly resets. Huh? What is resets? Well, here's how these things worked. They would reset after three, 5, or 7 years. Mostly three. They're mostly reset after 3 years. What does that mean? So you were offered a $500,000 loan, and all you had to pay was a little over $1,600. $1,600, I remember when $1,666 I got in the mail. And then the million was $3,333. $3,333 for $1 million loan. I got these things in the mail, and I thought, who's going to do this? Whoever's going to do this better have a hefty salary, because when those things come due, oh my goodness. So what happened? The first year you got to pay $1,600. Great. But you weren't paying off the $500,000 loan. What was happening is the loan was going higher. It's called negative amortization, which is a really stupid term that people don't understand. It means that you're not paying off the loan. You're not paying enough interest to make the loan go down. You're paying just enough to make them happy. And the loan, whatever interest you didn't pay, is going on top of the loan. And why would a broker sell this? They were telling I remember this guy. I just can't believe it. I just thought, okay, this is going to end badly. I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was. What are you worried about? 3 years, we'll do it again. We'll start all over again. And you're gonna sell that house for $300,000 more than you paid for it. What are you worried about? So the first year, $1,600. The next year, $1,900. Maybe $2,000. The year after that, $2,400, $2,500. And then the fourth year, when it resets, now you have to start paying all the interest and the money to pay down the loan over the next 27 years. So it hits $3,100 or $3,000. So many of these people had enough money to make the payments when it was $1,600, maybe $1,900, but they didn't have anywhere near enough money to make the payments when it was $3,000. And my buddy, who was much more pessimistic than I was saying, you don't understand. I'm working with guys making $35,000. They told the mortgage broker who encouraged them to say they were making 90 grand a year. And they didn't have to check. It was called no doc or liar loans. So a tsunami hit. These monthly mortgage resets, you see this tsunami, thousands of these things in billions of dollars, came like wave after wave in 2009, 10, 11, and 12. And then you see them just fall off a cliff. These are the 5 years and the 7 year ones, right? Because they're mostly 3 year resets. And that's why, even though the first tidal wave came at 2008, it didn't end until about 2012, 13 is when things started finally stabilizing. And then there's a article, I think they're from 2015, 16, when foreclosures just started to really fall off a cliff. So you see why it was a train wreck in motion. The train jumped the tracks in 2008, but just kept right on going. There was another, whatever metaphor or analogy you want to use. There was a whole bunch of other cars behind that engine that just kept going through the economy, destroying people's lives. A lot of people just walked away from their homes, gave the keys to them to the bank. Other people just waited until they were evicted, and some people saw. Oh man, this is what really made me upset. Some people bought houses as rental properties, still collecting the rent. Didn't tell the renters that they were going through foreclosure, And then the renters would get a friendly little letter from the bank saying, we own the bank now, we foreclosed. Here's a check for $3,000. Will you leave in 30 days or 60 days? We'll give you a check if you leave in 30 days or 60 days. What a scum person would do that. Collect the rent, not make the payments. Anyway, that's enough. Enough said. I knew one. So you see how that one little optional arm. Now notice, these days, it's very, very difficult to get one. Why is that? Because they're going to check your income. And if you're, you know, just graduated from medical school or dental school or an engineer or lawyer or something like that, and you don't have a whole lot of income, but the next 3 or 4 years, your income is going to rise substantially, you know, great. Okay, yeah. For you, an option arm makes sense. But for the vast majority of people, no, 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 no. These things should never have been allowed. And the regulators were asleep at the wheel. And I just remember this. I told you, this one guy telling me, we don't tell people what the best loan is. We tell them this is the best loan. No ethics whatsoever. Okay, so questions about the monthly mortgage resets, you know who to ask. Thank you so much for being in our class. We're so proud of you.